All right, great. So number one, AJ Styles.
Phenomenal. You know, AJ's a prodigy. Has been for years. He's a 37-year-old prodigy, I guess, right at this point. He's getting a chance to go to the big dance, and nobody deserves it more. I say it all the time. He maximizes his minutes every time he's on television. So that's not one word. I'm very happy for him. But he's, in one word, he's phenomenal. Okay. He's phenomenal that he's steered the course. He's phenomenal that he's kept his family together. He's on his first marriage. He's got three sons.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great dad. All the good things about knowing somebody, an athlete, performer, whatever, he is. So great hire with WWE, great hire. And I think it shows that WWE's probably relaxing a little bit their mandate of when I was there that bigger is better. So I'm really, really happy that AJ's getting an opportunity to show the world what he can do. He's already shown a lot of guys. You know, he's a star in Japan. He's a star. He was best at New Japan. And now let's hope that WWE can use him as effectively as the Japanese did in his last run there.
Absolutely. You can give me more than one word if you want to. Ethan Carter III.
Evolving. Ethan's evolving. He got the fundamentals down in WWE as Derek Bateman.
Mm-hmm.
He's reinvented himself when he got to TNA. He's become a real student of the game. He was doing a lot of very viable, solid, old-school, old-school theory, principles in being a wrestling heel. And now, I don't know, he's changed it to the other side, the other team, the babyface side, which I think he'll do great. But he learned to slow down. He's learned to tell stories. He's evolved, and he's still evolving. So the question is, how hard will he push himself? How well will he be booked? And all the aggregate of all those different things come together and let him go to even a higher level. So he's evolving, and he's pleasantly evolving.
Okay. Jay Lethal.
Very underrated. Underrated. Within the hierarchy and the fandom of Ring of Honor, he's not underrated because they know that he's one of the best workers in the world. And he is. But if you don't watch Ring of Honor, they're not on your grid, they're not on your radar, you may not be as aware of his versatility and his skill set and his whole presentation. He could talk. He can wrestle. He can brawl. He can fly. He can do anything athletically that anybody you could ever want anybody to do. He's got a real good personality, on camera presence. Really, really underrated. One of the really best workers. One of the better all around workers in the business today.
Okay, Austin Aries.
I would say Austin Aries is a lot like Jay Lethal. He's an unknown entity for the mass audiences. And, of course, the hardcore fans are going to look at me like I'm crazy, like everybody knows who Austin Aries is, but unfortunately they don't. I do. He's a smaller version of Jay Lethal, but he's one of those guys, kind of reminds me of Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Bryan Danielson, I think smaller guy, really, really high, good motor, great skill set. I think he signed with WWE. I think he did, didn't he?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's good. That's good. So he'll fit in very well there, the NXT brand, and then hopefully evolving to bigger and better things as time marches on. But he's really a sleeper. I think he'll do really, really well at WWE. Very, very well versed. And the nice thing that Austin Aries has is that he can make virtually anybody he works with better than they are.
True.
So he brings out the best and a lot of talents and has the skill set to recognize what the talents he's working with can do and what they don't do. And by recognizing what a talent can't not do, you stay away from that and then you suppress their weaknesses and you embellish their strengths. And he's seemingly very good at that skill set. So I'm anxious to see how he evolves in WWE. I think it'll be a fun build for him and his fans.
All right, last one, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Well, he has, in capital letters, the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
He's got amazing personality, charisma, the it factor, the intangible. He's really, I called his match last year in January at Wrestle Kingdom 9, and I remember talking to Vince McMahon and to Triple H casually when I got back, and he was one of the guys I was raving about. Now, ironically, so was AJ Styles was another one. But I didn't think, I didn't know that if they would try their hand with AJ because he's not 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I was pushing for him because I thought he's really a special talent. And I still believe that. And they, obviously they do too. They've hired him and he's been on TV and will continue to be on TV. But Nakamura is a 6'2", 6'3 guy, speaks good enough English to do promos, has an amazing MMA foundation, has really acquired the skill set of entertaining. You know, he's the guy that told me he was influenced by the late Freddie Mercury of Queen and Michael Jackson. So you get a lot of guys, who's your influence? Well, my influence is the Funks or the Briscoes yeah. or, you know, Stone Cold, The Rock, whatever. And this guy is just free-flowing, talking about Freddie Mercury and Michael Jackson. So I thought it was great. I thought it took you right into today's showbiz presentation of pro wrestling, by and large. Even though he was in that strong style format with New Japan, and he was right there. I mean, he was at the front of that whole strut, that strong style. Amazing. So I think he has an unlimited opportunity to break all kinds of barriers, destroy the molds of the stereotypical casting in America, North America, of a Japanese wrestler, by and large. So I'm really, really curious to see how WWE is going to utilize Shinsuke Nakamura. I think he's one of my favorite wrestlers in the world today.
Nice.
Without question.
I'm curious to pick your brain a little bit. Do you think that strike-heavy offense is going to go over in the WWE, or do you think they're going to change him up a little bit? How do you think he's going to work there?
Well, I think that I think what you're going to find out, what you're going to find there is he's going to tweak his game, which everybody continue. He can't be the same. Exactly the same. You always want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he was going to stay in New Japan, he would want to get better, refine his game. All those do, I think. I think when you find your comfort zone, you start fading away. You're almost prophesizing your own demise. So I would suggest that Nakamura will continue to evolve. Strike heavy, good point. I think you use it at the right place, the right time. It's very, very effective. So I think a timely seasoning strikes is very well thought out. If you do it too much, then people, like anything else, if people see it too much, they start discounting it, and it doesn't work for them because it becomes old hat, because you know, becomes predictable. So I don't think the strikes thing will hurt him. He can wrestle. He's got good submissions. He's a good chain wrestler. He takes crisp bumps. He knows how to sell. He knows how to be aggressive. He has another gear. All the things you look for, he's got.